The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Just after 10 past 6, we explain well with Christelle every single afternoon. And we're talking salary increases today.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that most people are in a similar position as to me, where it feels like we're in the third month of January.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the January is a tough month. But this is perhaps a good time just to look at financial principles in general as we regret what we spent over December. Yes, this is. I'm looking at an article, a research that was done by a global brokering and solutions company, WTW, saying this year the average increase that they're expecting companies to give is 6%. And this is apparently in a bid to retain staff. And the thing is, your faces are both blank, which I love. And it's like, as jy getal net uit context het, beteken dit nie veel nie.
Ja, so my eerste vraag daar sou wees, dit klink nie vir my, dit is in line met inflasie nie.
Spot on. So that's the first challenge. So last year, the average salary increases in the country were around about 5.5%. So 6% is moving up slightly, but you're spot on. Inflation is roughly 7.2% at the moment. So dit al nog nie met inflasie nie. The Reserve Bank's target range for inflation is between 3 and 6%. We're still not there. So for that reason, we can probably expect at least one more hike in interest rates. And Roz's face just went like, when did I say it? In addition, so we must do a monthly basket where we look at goods. But we've only been doing this since last year. I found some information relating to the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group.
Yeah.
And they've been tracking the price of 44 items and 14 hygiene products from as far back as 2019.
How's theirs looking? Because I feel like it's going to be a little more than the 7.2% that inflation currently sits at.
Daar's 'n rede dat ons begrotings nie klop nie. Daar's rarige rede. So at this stage, in December 2022, their basket of groceries cost around 46% more.
46%.
Than it did in December 2019. And this is in line with we saw inflation surge 2021 especially. Their hygiene products were 25% more costly in comparison.
It feels about right, though. Cast your mind back to sort of before the pandemic. It does feel like everything costs, 30-40% more now than it did.
Yeah.
I don't feel like any of us have earned 30-40% more money if you're still in the same job. I feel like that hasn't happened.
Precies. And this is eindelijk die punt wat ek nou maak. As daar mense is wat in werk is waar hulle nie eers die 6% kry nie, omdat ons werkloosheidssyfer so hoog is, selfs al gee jou maatskappy vir jou 0%, jy het te werk. So daar is net daai soos element van dankbaarheid waar mense eintlik bly, want wat is die ander opsie?
Ja, en ek dink dit is 'n gesonde perspektief om te hê, en daarom van as jy glad nie 'n verhoging kry nie, want ja, ten minste het jy werk. Maar ek dink, to me this is, I'm trying to turn this into a positive, but for me this is good in terms of a sanity check. So ek meen, ek het getarg, miskien sit ons nou in hierdie benarde situasie in Januari, omdat ons te veel uitgegee het in December, maar dis nie rarig die realiteit nie. Die realiteit is, die lewe het verskriklik duur geword. En dit beteken net, weet wanneer ons nou uiteindelik in die vierde maand van Januari volgende week betaal word. Ja, ons gaan bykie met opvang moontlik, met weet skade van na December, maar die selfde beginsels waar ek gepraat het laas jaar, bly in plek van waar jy kan sny, moet jy probeer sny.
So, you mentioned something about if you're not getting an increase and the fact that we should be thankful for that, or you should be thankful that you still have a job, but isn't that essentially giving someone a pay cut? If you're not giving them an increase, because as things get more and more expensive, electricity being just one of the things that eats into your salary, by keeping your salary the same, you're actually giving that person a pay cut, which doesn't show the appreciation for what they do for your company.
In real terms, you are probably correct, Joe.
Yeah.
But then you can make the arguments on either side. Welcome to the world of economics and economists who make all these arguments all the time, whereas all that happens is we feel and are poorer.
Mm.
Right, and that's what I was going to say, is that you either have a job where you feel like you actually had a pay cut, because you are right in terms of that reasoning. You can't afford anything much anymore, but the other side of the road that you could be sitting on is sitting and going, ah, I don't want a 0% increase. I'm going to just leave this job and dan is jy werkloos.
Yeah, it's very difficult. So 6% is what? Is that what we're thinking
of? That's the expectation for the year. On average, 6%.
Well, from all of us to you, we wish you nothing but more than 6%.
Baie dankie, Christel. Ons doen het elke weekdag, maandag tot vrijdag, net na 10:06. En ons gesels oor die groot nuus stories van die dag in Explained Well with Christel.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.